to another episode of K-Pop Fever on 88.7 FM Radio. I am your host, JC, and I have some big news, and quite frankly, it could affect the show just a little bit, and it's a little scary, but Spotify and another, I guess you could say song or lyric distributor are in a disagreement, and it's affecting a lot of fans and a lot of artists, so we're going to talk about that at the halfway point of our show. Until then, this week we're paying tribute to the artists who have been affected, along with a couple of requests that have been made. So guys, starting off this week, we have Lesson Zero by Epic High, following up with Breaking Dawn by The Boys, and then Happy Ending by 17. So guys, as always, just sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Teach you to heed the word of a God who has never spoken, to fear breaking the law when it's already broken, that to feel is to be weak, to suppress emotion, so no one sees you at a heart till your chest is open. They got you hating who you are, to sell you pills and fiction, reaching for the stars when you were born up there with them, addicted to the news, views, superstitions, to keep the visionaries glued to their televisions. They want you busy stepping to the right side of history, to keep you from the inside of history. Give everyone a voice, but leash them with the mic cord, feed you things to fight about instead of things to fight for. Teach you everything you want, but nothing you need. That everything's got a price and nothing is free. They'll turn everything to nothing, then make you believe that everything is under control and there's nothing to see. No more lessons, please take me back to zero. No more teachers, no more prophets, no more heroes. No more lessons, please, now I see the question to all answers will only bring me to my knees and back to zero.
We make it, I swear. 까마득한 긴 어둠을 깨고, I want some more beats. 한 발 다가가 난 우리의 새벽을 Check it out.
Yeah, 안개를 걷어 fading fog. 한계를 벗어 now we go. 우린 포기는 거미도 덤도 안 되니까 breaking dawn. 빛을 따라가니 now another road. 그곳을 향해서 난 never done.
아직 never fade away. 잠깐의 어둠일 뿐 짙은 밤을 밀어내 부서진 이 모든 걸 돌려줘 마지막 조각을 맞춰 길고길던 기다림 넘어
Breaking down.
제일 짙고 달라지는 내일 언젠가 다시 빛날 순간들을 위해 넘어봐 stop line 우리는 더 멀리 나가
Oh your coffin on I no fiction Oh yeah 도마도 이 나가라 때무이대 역구시카 너이다로 테라시 테르 샤니스타 김이 너이 노리워 부끄라 너요
君の言葉も루야쿠오야테君を襲う悪役をやつこの世界はいつも Is it come is it go だけどこの映画の最後に Oh baby 聞かせて
だね君を救うだけじゃない二つのエンディング二人それぞれ手を伸ばして繋げた Happy
この世界はいつも Is it come is it go だけどこの映画の最後に Oh baby 聞かせて I してる言ってほしい
スクリーンに流れるクレジット怒る君の名前隣にいる僕の名前はずっと一緒さラストの
美しい
たい話したい愛してる知ってるもらってもらって愛してる Oh no
Happy ending Happy ending Happy ending Happy ending
Now Oh no no no
Happy ending Happy ending L
여기엔 어울리지 않는 피아노맨 왼쪽으로 오른쪽으로 왼쪽으로 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 자기소개 하기 치마보다 난 빈 청바지 근데도 제대로 나 좋다고 다 난리 All swing, let's groove, sing it Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, yeah All swing, let's groove, my baby All swing, let's groove
소개합니다
We are my mama
Yeah. Okay. Oh. 나 혹시 몰라 경고하는데
잘 들어.
지금 위험해.
So dangerous.
자꾸 나를 자극하지 마. 나도 날 몰라. Oh. 숨이 자꾸 멎는다. 네가 날 향해 걸어온다. 나를 보며 웃는다. 너도 내 입에 끌리는지 눈앞이 다 캄캄해. 네가 뚫어져라 쳐다볼 때
귀가에 가까워진 숨소리
날 미치게 만드는 너인 걸.
정신은 아냐 기억이 가물가물해 내 맘은 왜 자꾸 머뭇머뭇
And that just about brings us to the halfway point in the show. And of course, when I'm talking, that means I have some news and big news. Do I have, if that makes enough sense for you, sorry, I turned away from the mic for a second, but if that makes enough sense to your liking. So recently, as of last week, from what I'm understanding, they're a company called Kakao M was a song/lyric distributor among K-pop idols. And as of recently, the group Epic High, that's the group we started off with this week with, was about to release their latest album, partnering with Kakao M. However, Kakao M and Spotify had a disagreement, and not only is Epic High's newest album not able to be listed on Spotify, Spotify has gone, and they have not only affected Epic High, but many of our other artists. Specifically, I just want to go through a list. A friend of mine helped me with this. A lot of the groups... listed had a lot of their music taken down. The Boys, Pentagon, Mamamoo, G-Idle, Astro, Oneness, G-Friend, Monsta X, Seventeen, IU, and Epic High have all been affected by this. With Seventeen, anything before Call Call Call, from their album in 2018, gone. Anything before Peace of You and before Peace and Shootout by Monsta X, which was also 2018, is gone. A lot of Mamamoo songs is gone, especially Hip. Japanese version is still there, but Hip is gone. And then IU's discography is gone, except for fan favorites. Wee's discography is gone. P1 Harmony, a brand new rookie group, their discography, gone. MCND, discography, gone. Victon, gone. Gravity, gone. How could Spotify do this? Even Eric Nam, who's on our side, thankfully, as a fellow artist, even said, never once have I heard of an artist being punished against their will. And this is not just a punishment to artists, but to us as the fans, especially with K-pop fever. This affects us as well, not only because some of our discography that we listen to is gone, it is the main source of music on this radio station. Now, granted, I admit, we have other artists and songs and whatnot that we can listen to, but I thoroughly enjoy P1 Harmony, Gravity, who else was erased? MCND, Victon, all those discographies gone. IU's discography. I love IU as an actor. I love IU as an artist. It's not fair. A fan even said, apparently, also contributing, regardless of whose fault it is, why is it always the artists and the fans that suffer when business has placed greed over art? That is exactly what we're seeing here. So many artists are suffering because of this. Now, granted, I have to say, I think 17 is probably the luckiest group right now, because at least it's not any of their recent songs that have been erased from Spotify. No, so now granted, it's not like their discography's gone forever. For one thing, they always had the recordings, we always have our CDs, but no longer is it available globally through Spotify. So now what are fans supposed to do? Now, granted, of course, there is YouTube, but what are we supposed to do as their consumers? We're big fans of this group. Why is it that we're being punished? Global scale. Why are we being punished in terms of global scale? What disagreement could have happened to take this away from us? We're not the ones who caused the problem. And granted, it's a disagreement between companies. But why, what would have happened and why would Spotify go so far as to not only do it with Epic High's newest album, but also take away so much from other artists? And my biggest group concerns are with MCND and P1 Harmony, because P1 Harmony debuted 2020, I believe. And MCND, granted, they're no longer rookie group, but even then, they debuted early 2020 in 2019. So they're still fairly new and still building up a fan base. They're fresh. These two groups are quite frankly fresh out the oven and into the K-pop industry, or however you want to call it, out of the frying pan into the fire, basically. And Spotify has just come and suddenly ruined their careers, basically. Any global outreach? Yeah, we have VLive, but how are people supposed to find your music now? Because I used to listen to Pandora myself, actually, but I realized that Pandora, in some senses, it's just awful, because unlike Spotify, Pandora just goes randomly. You can find the artist that you want, but it's going to randomly go through new artists. And granted, you can be introduced to new artists that way. Excuse me a second. I don't know what that was. Maybe it's just me getting worked up. I think we're all worked up here. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But back to the main point. No matter whose fault it is or what happened or why it was caused, No, I was talking about Pandora. With Pandora, you are able to listen to the artist you want. However, what Pandora does, it will play one song from said artist and then move to a new artist with similar genre. Now, granted, that is not a bad way to find a new artist. Honestly, that's how I discovered people like outside, just saying this outside of K-pop, because of Lindsay Sterling, I managed to find what was her name again? The Piano Guys, Three Violins, I haven't listened to them in forever, but there was one, techno house genre group that I found that I liked. But point being, you can't be like Spotify, where it's like, oh, I want to listen to this artist. Well, here's your artist. Here's their discography. Is there something on their discography you want to listen to? You want to listen to it again? Okay, cool. Hey, also, if you like this song, here's some other artists you can go look at. And here's their discography too. We're not just going to play one song and send you on your way. No, we're gonna stay where we want. You are in control. But ultimately, in this situation, no matter whose fault it is, what the disagreement is about, artist and fan are being punished on the global scale. And it's not fair to the artist because they have no control over it. But it's also unfair to the fans because we no longer have that. We no longer have that connection in terms of outreach. We're not given that free access unless you're to go to YouTube and find, quite frankly, a lot of copyright stuff. But that's the point of Spotify, is so that we can listen to their music, especially either for free or because you're paying a subscription. That's the reason we go to Spotify. And quite frankly, I haven't heard any word of any changes. But until then, this is this is a problem, because this is what the show's made of. This show's made of Spotify. It is from Spotify. These playlists I get from Spotify because of the sound quality, for the most part. And YouTube is just not the same. YouTube plays what we call MP3 files. Spotify uses a combination of Wave and another MP3s, but they mainly use at least the closest thing to WAV files as you can get, which is a nice clear sound, which is why hopefully the audio quality is so much better than if you were to listen to, say, WAV by AT's over the air from YouTube Red. Like, just saying that to, like, in terms of, like, avoiding the commercials. It's a problem. And until that is resolved, I have to figure out some way to be able to get this to you guys, because it's not fair to you either, because I have no control over what got canceled or not. Sadly, I wish if it wasn't my control, I wouldn't have canceled any of this at all. But there's many people who like Mamamoo, Gravity, Victon, P1 Harmony, just any and all of these groups, especially, or Monbebes who like Monsta X, or Carrots who like 17. It's not fair to any of you, and I am so sorry that this has happened. Hopefully until then we can figure something out, especially because some of these groups, not all of their discographies are gone, but until then we're just gonna have to figure something out, and I'm just apologizing on that end of the matter. And as much as I hate to say it, I want to be able to share more music with you guys tonight, so I have to end that news segment there. But hopefully things can come to light, hopefully things can be resolved, because excuse me a second. My throat's dry from talking so much. Until then, there is thankfully still more we can listen to. So going back into music for tonight is One and Only You by GOT7. Fireworks, the recent latest release by AT's, and Think of Dawn by Ghost9. So guys, from here, back to your regularly scheduled program.
What? I think it's dark.
너로 가득 차고 멈춰 난 너만으로서 건 없대. 없대. 말해달라 해도 늘 똑같은 답만 하래.
What you mean?
솔직히 말해도 괜찮아. 난 다 준비돼 있어.
So can you tell me what you think now?
뭐든지 주고 싶단 말.
너로 정할게 그럼.
너에게 내 맘을 다 바쳐 전하고 싶어.
It's okay 난 너 yeah. 하나면 돼. 다른 건 보이지도 않아.
What took
your fire.
위글위글 여기 위험해. 불꽃처럼 뿌린 토네이도 up and down.
Hey, up and down.
바람 위로 몸을 숨겨 헌터.
불현한 페르모.
부딪혀 나를 너무 가 프론트.
It's dangerous.
본능에 움직여. 깨워 fantasy.
심장에 물 끓여. 가슴에 불이. Let it cry. Beyond the sun. 길 잃은 별.
나의 dream, 이건 너의 소원.
저 새벽에 취해 널 위해 아주 좁은 내린춤을 춰.
가인 눈 떠다매
두 눈을 뜨고 정의 말
너무도 거쳐버린다
저 달에 취해버린 밤
내가 쭉 당겨버린다
Beyond the sun 길 잃은 별 너 품에 안은 그 빛은 널 찾을 거야 깨워 fantasy
새벽에 취해 널 위해 아주 좁은 내린춤을 춰
And guys, that brings us to the end of our show. I want to thank you all for joining in again this week. I'm so sorry about the long tangent, but this was such serious news. I just couldn't help but kind of go off on it. But anyway, again, thank you for joining in tonight. This is your weekly reminder that you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at KRVS. Nope. Scratch that at kpopfever_krvs, and you can find this show and any of my old recordings on krvs.org under audio on demand. Find old shows, look at the old playlist, just see what's up there. But anyway, to end off tonight, I wanted to play Digita by Augusti. Thanks again. 안녕.
Love, love, love. All you need is Francomy.